So today I want to talk to you. And I'm talking to me at the same time. Because what's good for me is good for you, and what's good for you is definitely good for me. But the sermon topic, the image in the mirror. I want to talk to you today about the person that God knew in Psalms and the person you think you knew or know in James. Let me say it again. The person that God knows in the Psalm and the person you think you know in James. One of my favorite artists many years ago, Michael Jackson. Y'all know Mike. Y'all know of Mike. Michael Jackson was one of my favorite artists. I used to like to watch him do his thing. I kind of grew up with Mike. But Mike had a song that he made to be a very timeless song. I want you to put that up on the screen. I'm going to read this out and you read it with me. Song that says the man in the mirror. This is what it says. A lot of times we hear the song, but we don't listen to them. He said, I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Going to make a difference. Going to make it right. As I turn up my collar on my favorite winter coat, the wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs? A summer disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the winds, you know, because they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know that I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. He says that no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Timeless song. Let me introduce you to a special guest today. One that you come in contact with daily, and it holds within itself two important things, an external image and an internal reality. Give me 1 second. Let me introduce you to the mirror. Sam let me borrow that mirror this morning. She's home, not well. But two things, an internal image and an internal reality. An external image and an internal reality. So many people stop by the mirror daily. We clean ourselves up. We put on ourselves. We straighten up ourselves. And then we present ourselves to others. And then we operate throughout the day with the mindset, what you see is what you get. Or what I present to you is what I want you to see. One more minute.
They can't see this on the radio. you're just going to have to tell somebody that he's putting on his robe.
Two things, an external image and an internal reality. But sometimes leads us to expose that which we want to present on the outside to others, which sometimes leaves us wondering, is it really you? I want to ask that question, is it really you? Because it's an external image. And sometimes this external image don't line up with the internal reality. Because when we look on the outside, sometimes what somebody has on the outside don't always line up on the inside. Because sometimes what you present to others is what you want them to see. Because sometimes when you see somebody and then they open their mouth and then you really began to look at them and said, really, is that? I did not expect that to come from you because you put on such a good outside. Holds within itself an external image and an internal reality. But most of us in here are all at the point that I'm not that person. What you see is what you really get. And I'm the same person in the mirror as I am on the outside of the mirror. And that's a dangerous place to be, but this is not for you if you are that person. If you're the person who stands and say that what you see is what you get, and I'm who I am, and this is just where I'm going to be, and this is the reality, then this is really not for you. Matter of fact, I will excuse you now. This is for the one who needs some help. Now, ushers, I don't mind if somebody would like to escort themselves. But for those of you that need, that realize that you need some help, that you know that there's something that you got to deal with out here that sometimes happens in there. I need some help. What good would it do you if you just came in here Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and just go through a religious experience and never make a difference in your life? You can paint up on the outside. You can make it look good on the outside, but what happens when you take it all off? What's the reality that when I began to take this off and put this on and say, hey, you expected me to do one thing because I had this robe on. But what happens when you take the robe off? My shirt don't fit the way it ought to fit. I want it to fit, but it don't quite fit me. But you have to accept me for who I am. Let me say this to you. I was in my office. Let me tell you a story. I got two stories. I'm going to tell you one. And a very brave person came by my office. And I was preparing for this message. And I asked a question. I said, what do you see when you look in the mirror? I asked her, what did you see? You know what they said? They said, I see a tree standing in the middle of a field, dried up, no leaves, no life, no grass, standing all alone by myself, is what they saw when they looked in the mirror. Then I turned the question. I said, well, what do you think people see when they see you? They see the same tree, but this tree is standing in the garden with leaves all over it, beautiful to adorn, blossoms all around it. And when I look around, there are green grass that is all adorned with flowers. This is something totally different than what I see. But what this is what I present to them to see. To the blind person, just to make that analogy, because there's so many of us don't want to take time to look in this mirror. What do you
thing when people look at you, when you look at yourself, what do you think?
How can what you present on the outside line up with that which is on the inside? That which you're trying to project, that which you're trying to move right, that which you're trying to do, how can what I present to you line up with what I see? Tell somebody it's more to me than what I look like. Or it's more to me than what I look like. There's more to this image than what you see. Which means that I need some help. I'm going to tell you right now that I need some help. I know you came in looking for somebody who had all the answers. But we all need some help. Do you realize what I'm saying? We all are broken. We all have some fragments. And when you come in here, don't you think that you're not witnessing somebody who has some brokenness? So the first thing you want to know is that you got to be honest with yourself. I started to go around and ask a few more people the same question. But God sealed in my spirit that I did not need to do that. I did not need to go any further because I had found the person that gave me the right answer. Because so many folks, sometimes if you go ask them one thing, they're going to give you what you think you want you to hear. But I'm going to think you really want them to be real with you. If somebody says something to you and you go ask them, you want them to be real. You want them to pray. Because so many of us paint up a picture that we want somebody else to see. We want you to see this side, and maybe that's not the reality of who I am. I was talking to another member in my office. There's a lot of stuff happening in my office that's good stuff. I know I'm supposed to be trying to sell cars over there. But my office is a good place because I find time to sit and talk with folk. You ought to try that sometime in your office. You'll be surprised what God would have blessed you with if you just sit some time and avail yourself to wherever you work in your atmosphere. Somebody might just be passing by and need to get a word from you, and you may be the only person that they come in contact with. So don't you lose sight. Don't you think it's just about Sunday morning. This comes through Monday through Saturday. Position yourself where somebody can ask you some questions where you can do some good with somebody. I was talking to another young man, and his wife is here today. Elder, raise your hand. Her husband is a member of this church. And a few years ago, a couple of years, maybe a year or so now, tall, good-looking brother, healthy, found himself in the hospital, realized that he had 100% blockage and didn't even know it, and was on the moment of having a massive heart attack and dying. So he had to undergo emergency surgery. So years passed, a year passed. So he was sitting in my office a couple months ago. And we was talking about things. We were saying, well, I said, how you doing, man? He said, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing better. And I could see that he was doing good. And he said to me, I said, you know, I need to do better for myself. I need to drink more water. I need to exercise more. I know I might look fit, but I ain't really fit. I can do about 10 push-ups. So he said to me, he said, Pastor, he said, the body is made up uniquely. And he's in the medicine field. He said, when we don't do our body right, because the body is designed to try to heal and protect itself, that it begins to compensate for the areas that we mess up in. It begins to try to rebuild itself back up. How you think you get over a cold? It ain't got nothing to do with the Tylenol. Your body is fighting it off. So he said to me that even in the time that he was going through, his body was still fighting for survival. And he said to me that we are wonderfully made. And you know what stuck with me when he said that? He said that I am wonderfully made. That stuck with me. Because sometimes we don't realize who we are made after. We are made in his image and after his likeness. We get so entrenched into this world and what the world has painted us to become an image. We put no emphasis into an image trying to please other folk and lose our very self in the process. We become further and further away from the image maker. So I looked up the scripture, which is part of our scripture. It said, I will praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. But what exactly does that say in the scripture? Why fearfully and wonderfully? Fearfully and wonderfully made. Seem to be that there's a negative and a positive. There's a bad and there's a good. There's an uncertainty and there's a certainty. Most of us just concentrate on the wonderful made part. We pride ourselves in being wonderfully made, but God knew better. That's why he put fearfully there. Because so many of us get stuck in wonderfully. You get stuck with, I'm Dr. So-and-so, or I'm this person, or I'm that person. I have this degree, I have that degree, I've been this place, I've been that place, I have this many friends, I have this kind of car, I have this kind of house, I have this stuff, that stuff, this stuff, everything that's good, that's wonderful. And when we get caught up in our ego, we get caught up in what God has given us and think that's really all who we are. And that's what God just said, we get stuck in being the wonderful part. Because I'm wonderfully made, because God is the one who holds all of our secrets in his hand, but we don't take any consideration to the word fear. Sometimes we get too high on something ourselves. He knew that there was a possibility that we were going to misinterpret wonderfully. Wonderfully is a particular, is a partial representation of the image in front of the mirror. Fearfully represents the potential of what one should deal with behind the mirror. There's sometimes revealing some things to that you don't want somebody else to see. A mindset that you don't want to expose. Tell somebody it's behind the mirror, it's behind the mirror. God said that he saw you before you were born. When we were in your mother's womb, God said, I know who you are, I know what you're presenting, but God said, I want to know you. I saw you when you was in secret, I found you in your mother's womb. We can't escape him. He alone knows whether we're in front of the mirror or whether we're behind the mirror. Let me give you some help here. James, why did I put James in here? This is what James says. Do not deceive yourself by just listening to the word instead of put into practice. If you just listen to the word but do not practice it, you are like people who look in the mirror at themselves and see themselves as they are. Put that one up. Put the next one up. 24. Read it again. They look at themselves in the mirror as they are. 24 says, then they take a good look at themselves and then go away at once and forget what they look like. What does that mean? That means here I am standing in this mirror. I'm looking at myself. I'm getting myself together. But sometimes when I look at myself too long, I can't stand to look at myself. I can't realize that sometimes I'm about to make contact with the person in the mirror, but I don't want to make contact with the person in the mirror. Although I want to make contact with the person in the image. So when I make contact with the person in the image, I'm going to look at it quicker and I'm going to move away. Because, see, if I get too stuck looking at the person in the mirror, I might see the person behind the image. And I see the person behind the image because I'm out front now. I'm exposed. I'm vulnerable. I don't want you to see me in my vulnerability. So I've got to straighten myself up. Because I'm out front now. I'm out front now. I'm out front. But the Bible suggests that if you look closely, let me tell you what you got to do to look closer. You got to spend some time behind the mirror. You want to know how to put that seat there? You got to spend some time. You spend a lot of time in front. But you got to spend some time behind the mirror. You got to go ahead behind this mirror sometime where nobody can see you. Where nobody can understand who you really are. And you got to be honest with God. You got to tell God some things that folk can't see. And you got to tell God, Lord, I know I'm broken. Lord, I know I'm messed up. Lord, I know I've got some things in my past that I'm not proud of. God, please help me sometime, God, to stop being so funny, to stop being so fake. God, it's hard for me sometime to put this on every day. And I'm trying to do the best I can back here behind this mirror. But every time I get up front, I got to try to fake it to make it. It takes too much energy to fake it and make it. God, please help me. You got to be honest with yourself sometime behind the mirror. Because you're so can't see us back here. Everything they can see what you present in front of this mirror. And then when you come out, you have yourself presented so nicely. You have yourself standing in front of the people, and sometimes they know that you messed up. But now you don't let nobody see your vulnerability.
Now, I'm not telling you that everybody has to see you as your pain. I'm not telling you that you have to come out all like busted and disgusted. But what I am telling you is that when you're behind this mirror, that you need to do some purity. So the person behind the mirror, when you come in front of this mirror, it's the same person you see behind and the person you see in front. So if you don't get enough times in line, I got to go back behind the mirror. I got to go back behind this mirror. I ain't got anything. God, you know I lost some time. God, you know I covered somebody some time. God, I shouldn't have said nothing to her. God, I didn't want to do nothing to her. God, please forgive me. I've got some messed up stuff inside of me. I need your help, God. I need you to make me who I say I am. I need you to represent what I represent in front of the people. I don't want to just be behind the people and do this and stuff. When I come out on the other side of the stuff, I need to represent all the time. So when you see me in the world, can say you'll see what you get. For the time you're trying to be what you're not. Come clean when you come to the Lord. Because with yourself, I'm talking to me. I ain't just talking to you. This is going to either be your best friend or it's going to be your worst enemy. Because let me tell you something. It's okay to get in front. But you, oh, listen, I don't have no hair now, but you just... And you put on your, you get yourself together, and you want to look nice when you present yourself. But a lot of us are carrying a bunch of stuff on the inside of us. And you realize that if you're carrying this stuff on the inside of you, the Bible suggests that you have to look closely. And closely means that you got to take a look. You got to keep looking. You got to keep looking. You got to keep going back behind the mirror. You got to keep going back up and say, I ain't got it all together yet. You might think I have it together because of what you see or what you might see. But I'm telling you, I don't have it all together yet. So I'm about to stay here. Every day you want to make a trip behind the mirror. Every single day of your life, make a trip behind the mirror. Tell God I need your help. God, I need you to purge me behind this mirror. Because see, folk get stuck with the man in the mirror. And then realize the man in the mirror might be standing behind the mirror. But how do I line up the man behind the mirror to the man that's in front of the mirror? I've got to look closer. I've got to stand God's word. I've got to pray daily. The man in this mirror. I took my robe off because, hey, sometimes we get caught up with what people got on. Because what you got on represents who you are. Do you understand me? There's no part of your robe I've got in my shirt. But I am strong enough, I am brave enough to understand that I spent some time with God behind the mirror. So if I didn't come out here with a robe on, you would see the same person behind me that you don't see up here. I'm not going to be different on Monday than somebody else on Tuesday. You see me on the streets, but if that, he don't have his robe on, then if that one. Folk looking at you all the time. Don't you think that folk are looking at you trying to see somebody look at you right now? They can't wait for you to mess up with all nine. How in the world can you be acting like that and you're saying that you're a child of God? Oh my God, I never got a lot to do, man. I understand we got some work. It's some work. I understand, because let me tell you, somebody might catch me halfway. I ain't quite got it together. All together, but thank God I'm trying to get it together so I can line up. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to give some folks some time to get it together. You need time to get it together. Stop being what you're not. Don't put over for me. God knows you. He said, I know that you were never alone. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. And you know what, down the person you can't fool? And you can't fool yourself. Why not be honest with yourself so when you look in the mirror, you can see not only the person behind the mirror, and you know that that person has some stuff he's got to deal with. But guess what? I'm trying. And when I stand before you, I'm trying to be honest and authentic. I'm not trying to be fake and phony. Sick of fake and phony folk. Now, but the question has to be, are you sick and fake and phony? You know what's going to happen when you realize if you're sick and phony? You better spend some time behind the mirror. So you can say, Lord, if I'm fake and I'm phony, please straighten me up, God. Because I ain't trying to be fake and phony, but sometimes I got to put on God so others don't see my mess. So if that's you, then you need to spend some more time behind the mirror. But that cry eyes with you, your eyes with yourself. Not with me. Be honest with yourself. And look at what it says. It says that you will find a place of peace if you can be honest with yourself. And it will set you free. That's what the word says. I didn't make it up. It said it will set you free. How many of you want to be set free? How many of you know that you're free? Some of us really don't even know that you're free. Because you know why? Because somebody got you captive right now. You ain't in yourself. You belong to somebody else. How many really, in the heart of hearts, know that you're free? Because if I'm free, you know what? I don't have any problems to worry about to the extent that I'm worrying about you. Because I done dealt with me. So I can walk around this mirror comforting. I'm the same person. I put this robe on, it don't matter. I'm the same guy. That's the kind of guy that you want to be around. That's the kind of person you want to be around. You don't want the person that is always just standing in front of you and looking at you and telling you a lie at the same time. People have an agenda sometimes to mess you up, to cross you up. But this word today is for you to realize that, hey, I have to do something different. I have to do something more. Now, I know everybody may have it all together. I'm looking at some folk who think they got it all together. Yeah, I'm looking at you. And it's okay to think that way. When you get home, just get your four-length mirror and put a chair and then sit behind it and have a talk with God. Can you do that for me? For real? For real, can you do that today? Because let me tell you something. I'm standing out here on broken pieces. I'm standing here on broken pieces. And let me tell you somebody, you can make it on broken pieces. You can. Because the pieces that you're holding on to are the foundation of Christ. And as long as I can hold on to him, as long as I can keep my eyes on him, then I realize that I can make it. Regardless of what the world may say, regardless of what people may say, I can make it on broken pieces. But you got to realize that you're broken. You have to realize it. Bow your heads with me, if you will, just for a moment.